Please join me in welcoming our guest, Dr. Wayne Graham, Senior Lecturer at the School of Business and Creative Industries at the University of Sunshine Coast. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you, Shane.
All right. Dr. Graham brings valuable expertise in business development and education. Today he'll be speaking on the Mentoring for Growth program, the Queensland Government initiative that connects businesses with experienced volunteer mentors to help tackle the challenges and unlock opportunities and drive sustainable growth. Welcome, Dr. Graham. This program sounds pretty good. Let's dive into the nuts and bolts and find out what it has to offer. It's over to you, Wayne.
Thank you, Shane. So the Mentoring for Growth program offers eligible businesses free access to volunteer business experts who provide their insights and ideas and suggestions relating to those challenges and opportunities that you mentioned, that so many of our businesses here in the Moreton Bay region are facing. The program aims to help Queensland businesses to grow and succeed, and there are four main areas of assistance. Firstly, mentoring for investment. Secondly, mentoring for pitch. Thirdly, mentoring for export. And fourthly, mentoring for recovery. So when you participate in the program, the Queensland government matches the expertise and experience of mentors with the businesses that have identified where their challenges and opportunities might lie. So mentors are drawn from a Queensland-wide pool of more than 300 registered mentors. All of the Queensland mentors have expertise and experience in business coaching or in developing businesses. Mentoring for Growth is currently being delivered mostly now online, and the program is available for businesses right across Queensland.
So what businesses are eligible?
Okay, so to register for a mentoring session, your business must have an Australian business number, an ABN. It must be headquartered in Queensland or have significant Queensland operations. It must be an established business, and it must have a specific business opportunity or challenge that's been identified in the registration process so that this can be discussed with the mentors.
So how do mentors help local businesses?
Well, mentors have a broad range of experience and knowledge and expertise to offer. Some common discussion topics include things like cash flow, growth strategies, marketing and sales, business development, finance, workforce management, cybersecurity, and exporting and investment opportunities. So information provided on the registration form will help to identify the best available mentor with the relevant skills, experience, and knowledge for the business need. However, mentors, and this is important, Shane, mentors can't provide you with any kind of professional advice, like legal or financial or HR assistance, but it's the coaching and mentoring role.
All right, so how are the decisions in these sessions delivered?
Well, mentoring is available to businesses, as I mentioned, right across Queensland, and there are three main types of sessions or formats, if you like. The first format is the startup session. So startups, those that are identified that they're in the early stage of their business, they will be provided with guidance and insights on how to establish strong business foundations and understanding the fundamentals of business. And these sessions run for 45 minutes with one mentor. The second format is a mentor chat. These are available for established businesses requiring assistance to address a particular business challenge or opportunity. These sessions usually run for an hour with two mentors. And the third format, Shane, these are mentor panels. And these are available, again, for established businesses, but who are experiencing significant growth or have a substantial opportunity right before them. They might even be looking for succession planning as part of this. And these sessions provide strategic insight and suggestions around how to navigate the growth and to leverage those opportunities. These sessions run for about an hour and a half and with three or four mentors, including a chairperson.
All right, that's interesting. So how do businesses register for this?
Okay, so you just go to www.business.qld.gov.au, which we affectionately known as the Business Queensland website, and just complete the registration form. Provide as much information as you can about the challenges that you are experiencing or the opportunities that are before you. So this information will then help to select the best mentors for you and to schedule a free session as soon as possible. Mentors also rely on your registration information to prepare for the mentoring session. So if you do have a business plan, there's an opportunity to submit that with your registration, and this really helps to find the best match. Now, Shane, it's probably worth mentioning that there could be potential mentors listening to our podcast. So for these people, perhaps might be considering becoming a mentor, registrations are available as well. Right now, they're currently closed, but they'll be opening soon in July. So that's just 2 months away. So here's an opportunity for mentors who's perhaps have had success in business or have worked in industry. Perhaps they've been involved as a specialist in exporting out of Queensland, that is, to other states and territories within Australia or perhaps overseas. And their knowledge and experience will be certainly valued. Should mention that all mentors do operate in a voluntary capacity. So participating as a mentor, you can help small businesses to grow, to employ more staff, to join a respected mentoring network, participate in business functions and events. And if you'd like to consider being a mentor, you will need to demonstrate your experience in business with some evidence of strong communication and listening skills and the ability to act as a role model or an advisor or a consultant. So again, to find out more about the Mentoring for Growth program, either as a mentee or as a mentor, just go to www.business.qld.gov.au and search for Mentoring for Growth program.
And that brings us to the end of today's episode. We've covered so much ground today and on how Queensland businesses can access free expert mentoring sessions to the three types of sessions available: startup sessions for early stage businesses, mentor chats for those tackling specific challenges, and mentor panels for businesses experiencing significant growth. We've also heard about a wide range of topics mentors can assist with, from cash flow and marketing to export and cybersecurity. Huge thank you, as always, Dr. Wayne Graham, Senior Lecturer to the University of Sunshine Coast University, for sharing his insights into Mentoring for Growth program. And you can find more advice on business resources, grants, programs available to you from Dr. Wayne Graham. Search podcasts on 1015fm.com.au.